Thank you. This is the the second read of an ordinance that was brought up at the work session. And what this basically does is changes the process that was in the code, whereby there would be a requirement that anytime there was a violation, that the Alcohol Review Board would immediately hold a hearing and take action on suspension or revocation. What this adds is an administrative step in the middle of that process. City manager would then make a determination whether to suspend or revoke the license. If the license is suspended or revoked, it then goes to the Alcohol Appeal Board. I think this makes a lot more sense instead of going through that whole process on the front end. We'd have an opportunity to look at it carefully and make a common sense determination and then bring it back toward the legal process. If the Alcohol Review Board then determines to go ahead and suspend or revoke the license, they have an appeal directly to the DeKalb County Superior Court. I'd be happy to answer any questions y'all have.
Any questions for Warren on that? All right. Vote we accept the changes to Chapter 4 as printed.
Second.
All right, John Hennigan, second. Any discussion on that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, ordinance to amend Chapter 4 has passed. Reports and presentations. I see none, so we'll move on to the public hearing. Do we have a staff presentation? Come on up.
Yeah, if you'd like to. Phoenix, read it first. You're going to first read?
Yeah, Sharon, if you could do the first read, please.
An ordinance amending Chapter 27 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinance by amending regulations for construction of retaining walls.
Thank you, Sharon. Howard.
Thank you. I'll try to be brief. This is a question of code language and code enforcement. There is a section in the Dunwoody zoning ordinance which limits the creation of retaining walls in residential districts. Construction of new retaining walls up to 4 feet is allowable by right. 2 feet additional, so up to 6 feet, is allowable with administrative approval, and up to 8 feet is allowable with approval from the Zoning Board of Appeals. No new retaining wall in a single-family residential district may be constructed over 8 feet in any case. This has caught some home builders and developers out in that in the past, DeKalb County didn't necessarily enforce this standard like we have in our ordinance. So the idea was put forward that we change the manner in which we enforce the creation of retaining walls in the specific instance of a wing wall. Wing walls are those walls which are constructed at the same time as a home's foundation, extend beyond the foundation, and hold back soil so that ingress and egress is allowable to floors below grade. You can open up an otherwise flat or moderately flat lot so that you can have a daylight basement or otherwise ingress egress. Thank you. At first, the idea staff had to address this was simply to create a new definition, to make a wing wall as a definition, and specifically state that a wing wall is not a retaining wall. Therefore, the wing wall would not fall under the restrictions that we have for retaining walls. The community council did not like that idea. They wanted some more text that talked about what a wing wall was, what a retaining wall was, what they both do. So some new language was drafted, greatly expanded language. It went forward to the Planning Commission at their regular June meeting, and they voted in favor of the expanded definition that you have in your staff report this evening as well. They wanted to ensure that wing walls shall in no cases be taller than the foundation wall to which it is attached. You can't have a wing wall that's going to be taller than that below-grade story. Available for questions.
Any questions for Howard? Start down with you, John.
No, none.
And yes, Howard, I have one question. I think you answered my original concern about how deep a ring wall could go in the yard, and that's now restricted to 10 feet. Is that correct?
The 10-foot restriction is that for 10 feet in height. If you're talking about Section C, Number 1, in no case shall a wing wall exceed 10 feet in height. That's correct, yes. And that essentially mimics the same requirements of retaining walls.
Okay. I guess a question I had there was the front yard. Retaining wall in the front yard? Is that that's something you see commonly, or...?
I wouldn't say commonly, no, but there is the opportunity where that could happen, because essentially a wing wall can extend from the foundation of a home at an obtuse angle, even more than 45 degrees from the side plane, and could conceivably extend towards the front of the street to allow for a side-loading, either lower-story garage or just the daylight basement down on that side. You could have means, a need, to remove soil from that side.
Okay. How far can a wing wall be above the grade, above the soil?
On the upper side, 2 feet. That wall should be no more than 2 feet. On the lower side, the wall would be no taller than the foundation of the basement story.
Of the basement story, okay. C3 then, said a guardrail of a minimum of 36 inches in height, 3 separate rails shall be placed atop all wing walls exceeding 30 inches above the grade. That was the question I got. If we can be 2 feet above the grade, where does the 30 inches, is that the...
The other side.
The front?
Yep, the other side. The other side of the wall. As you're standing, even with the main threshold of the home, you might actually be on the center story of what would otherwise be a 3-story home if you could see the entire structure, with the basement being the first story. So as you're standing on the middle story, you might only see 24 inches, but the other side could be as much as 10 feet, however tall the basement story is. So it's a safety issue. You don't want somebody standing in the front yard and being able to fall over that wall as much as 10 feet when they land outside that daylight basement and put a railing up on anything over 30 inches to protect against falls.
So in other words, anytime there's, even though it's only 2 feet from one side, the other feet is more than 30 inches, you've got to have a guardrail on it?
That's correct.
Is that a common practice? I don't know if I've ever seen a guardrail on it.
I believe it's common. I spoke with the building official, and he said that there are references to it in the International Residential Code and the International Commercial Code.
Okay, I just wonder, in a residential area, you know, if my neighbor built a house, if I would like 36-inch guardrails on top of these wing walls. I'm just asking this, you know, you and
I agree. It's a personal preference. I think it's a public safety issue. I don't think it's always just the person that lives at the home. There are other instances where people can have interactions with that wall. And you can imagine that if they're dimly lit or low lit situation where somebody were trying to walk around the side of a home and they thought they had found a 2-foot wall and there was actually a 10-foot drop on the other side.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll just discuss that with you later.
Any other questions for Howard?
All right, thank you, Howard.
All right, with that, with no objection, I'd like to open up the public comment section. All right, seeing that there's no objection.
There's...
No objection, okay.
Sorry.
You got scared. I haven't eaten dinner either, so blood sugar is pretty low. Careful on me. Okay, anybody that wishes to speak for this revised ordinance, please make your way to the podium and state your name.
I'm Bill Grant. I'm the perpetrator of this little thing. I was hoping you'd find me one of these.
It's on order.
This is a good solution. We spent a lot of time on it. We had a lot of hearings. Defined what you wanted to, went with some parameters. I'm very happy with this. I think the building committee will be very happy. In answer to your question, Benny, this this has been in the ordinance for years, but nobody ever did. We never put guardrails up there. But Howard's right. I mean, a kid cut across a yard and, you know, they run it and you can hit that wall and not know where the other side is 10 feet down. So it's, that's a good, not pretty, but a good thing. Now, I understand that there is a worthy opponent of this, the former Mr. Lunston, which I consider very worthy, who has an objection to the side setback. And I will spend some time with Mr. Lunston trying to change it.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Does anybody else wish to speak in favor of this? Please make your way up front. All right, seeing that there's nobody, anybody that wishes to speak in opposition of this, please make your way to the podium. And get out of that nice leather chair as well.
Way too much button.
All right, so I see nobody that wishes to speak in opposition. With no objections, I'm going to close the public hearing. And with no objections, I'm going to, I'm going to close the public comments. With no objection, I'm going to close the public hearing. All right, this public hearing is closed. We will move on to first read. Sharon, when you're ready.